Oh shit, it's time for Balloon Out Radio! What's going on, everybody? It's that time of the week. No, it's not when Arch and Lobo bleeds from his ass because he finger pops himself on Thursdays just to keep it loose, you know? That's his secret. His secret to healthy, loose shits is to fist his own asshole on Thursday nights at like 9:35 p.m. It's like something about, I forgot what he was telling me, like when the moon, the stars, and after the sun is like on the other side of the horizon, it all matches up, and I don't know, it's like good for his colon. I don't know how people do with that weird, like, homeopathic friggin' shit. I mean, I like the homeopathic shit. I prefer it. Like, tell me that, you know, rather than give me Pfizer drugs, you're gonna give me some, like, herbs and shit. Yeah, I'm all in. But once you're saying, oh, but to get really good, good shits is on Thursdays, you gotta finger fuck yourself. And you start off with your finger. But if you're like Lobo, you start fisting yourself because you're just so lonely, you know, from what I hear. I don't know. I mean, I know the guy is freaking Godzilla. He's like Man Godzilla in like little fucking Tokyo over there where he lives. You know, he could be banging broads three at a time, and I don't know what's going on. I think they're all freaking, you know what I think it is? I think where he is, which I can't disclose, but it's like, you know, over there. It's not Tokyo, but something like that. I think they're so brainwashed that they're all really afraid of this COVID. And I think where he lives, I don't know. Don't they get like a lot of sun? I don't know. I think you got to wake him up, Lobo. You got to wake up the people and shit where you are. You know, you got, well, you know, one thing is to shove it right in their butts. That'll wake him up. You know, that will friggin' wake him up to what's going on. And, you know, and you're white. Lobo, you're white. They're going to believe you. That's the one thing, man. A white guy in a foreign place, oh, they believe you. Trust me. You just got to stop fucking all their wives and shit. Jesus Christ, dude. He's just like fucking everyone's wives, everyone's girlfriends over there in friggin' little Tokyo. Man, but I'm jealous. I got to say, I'm jealous except for his Thursday night friggin' ritual. Uh-uh. That sounds, no. You know what I do, Lobo? You know what I do? I have, like, fiber, you know, it's, like, the one thing that I think I believe in the government when they say, hey, you need more fiber in your life. It's, like, the only thing I believe, you know, not the cereal fiber, but, you know, the fruits, the vegetables, you friggin', you know, once in a while have a little bit of that multi-grain bread. I know bread's not good for you, but I'm a fat bastard. I like that bread, so once in a while I'll get that multi-grain with all bunch of friggin' seeds and shit on it. Oh, man, you want to talk about a good, healthy shit? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's way better than friggin' fisting yourself at 9:35 p.m. on a Thursday night when the moon, star, and sun on the other side of the horizon all line up. I'm telling you. I mean, maybe it's not as pleasurable to each his own, you know? I just don't see the fun in it. Let's take this hit. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Whoa. Excuse me. Oh, man. Oh, goddamn. Oh, shit. Bear with me, folks. First hit of the night. First hit in a long time. Isn't it a long time? Yeah, sounds like yesterday, but you know, I've been smoking a little bit less. Only like, you know, before and after work. That's what I like to do. Before and after work. Oh my God, Mr. Balloon Nuts, I thought you had a responsible job. You're going to work fucking stoned? Listen, man, I'm a professional. Professionals like me, we don't get stoned. We don't get stoned. But I do have to say, I might have talked about this on the last podcast? I don't know, but I got this new shit, right, that I'm smoking right now that really fucks me up. It's weird. So it's not Gorilla Glue. It's called Crazy Glue, right? And everything's in the marketing. You know, marketing is brilliant. Brilliant, of course. Oh, really, Mr. Blunauds? Marketing is brilliant? Oh, okay. But, you know, like the Crazy Glue construction guy, you know, like they have like that on the Crazy Glue. They have, what's that? It's like a cartoon of the construction guy, and he like crazy glued his hard helmet to a fucking steel beam or some shit like that. You know, they used my dick as a fucking prop, which I'm not appreciative of that. Like, I didn't get paid for that shit. I don't know how the fuck they got that steel beam looking fucking thing there. That was my dick. I don't know how they got it, right? But that's that crazy glue marketing. So this weed, it got the construction guy, but he's not like glued to the friggin' anything, you know? He's just sitting there with like, I don't know, if he had a rake in his hand, if he had a pitchfork. It wasn't a blunt or a joint, because you can't do that to the crazy glue guy. You can't be putting a joint or a blunt in his hand. He's dealing with construction. God damn. Yes, I might be dealing with pharmaceutical, high-grade fucking medical shit, but like I said, I'm a professional. Professionals can do whatever they want when they're fucking stoned. It might even enhance them. Like, I've engineered and fabricated upgrades on some machines in this current state of mind. That's what professionals do. Oh, look at that. More fucking 5G cell towers going up, huh? Real nice. Oh, what do we had? Like, only 3 bars over here of fucking service? Now we're going to get 5 bars of service? Great. Just what we need. More cell towers. Ugh. I mean, I'm okay. I'm okay with my 4G. And I know this is the next level is 5G. But I'm not going to get a phone that does 5G. I don't need that shit until I'm forced to. I still have my Apple 8, my Apple 8 Plus and shit. I'm happy with that phone because the last phone that has a button. I like to have tactile buttons for my fingerprint. I like my fingerprint when I go do my Apple Pay. I am such a fucking... such a hypocrite. I don't trust fucking technology and all the spyware shit and everything, but then meanwhile, Mr. Balloonauts has a fucking iPhone 8 Plus that he uses Apple Pay everywhere he goes because I don't want to take out my wallet. I don't like flashing my fucking bills. Only if there's a hot chick at a, you know, somewhere. If there's a hot chick around and shit, she's online, you know, whatever. A hot chick at the fucking cashier, whatever, a hot fucking waitress, then I'll pull out the fucking cash. Because, you know, I don't give a shit what you say, women. It's your kryptonite. It's your kryptonite. You can't help it. You can't help it. I'm not saying you're fucking spreading your legs. All I'm saying, it gets a little wet. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I know. But getting back to this strain of weed that I'm smoking, that this cop is behind me with his lights. Maybe he wants to smoke. You want some of this? Oh, no, he's taking the next exit. Okay, he's taking this exit right here. Oh, he was behind me for a second with the lights on. I thought he wanted to smoke. I would share. I'd share, copper. You know, I mean, you know, I know you... it's fucking COVID time. We can't be fucking smoking with each other. But, you know, I'll share. I'll give you a little bud of this crazy glue. So, as I was saying, the marketing... it's so great. It's got the construction site. It's got the good old-fashioned, my fucking hard dick over there in the background, like a steel pipe. But he ain't glued to it and shit. He's just standing around. He's probably too stoned. He like, I ain't fucking going up there on that scaffolding and shit. Fuck that. I'm too stoned for that shit. Smoking this bud. Crazy glue. It's actually really good. It really fucks me up. I haven't had weed that really fucked me up like this after a couple of hits. It was last night. I think it was last night. Yeah, it was on... this is a Tuesday. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. It was last night. And it was toward the end of the day, and I was done. I didn't take no breaks, no nothing. So my last hour at work, I was just around just in case anyone needed something, but I just took a break. I was like, I'm gonna eat, I'm gonna fucking smoke me a piece, I'm gonna get ready for my ride home. So I took like maybe two hits of this crazy glue, and let me tell you, man, it fucked me up. Like, I didn't look it, but then I saw friggin' my coworker Carlos, he's the one that's giving me this shit. He's the one giving it to me. Well, I'm not giving it to me, but he's my connect right now, because this guy gets good stuff. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm wherever there's good stuff. If there's good stuff, I'm in. I'm in. You know, let me get some of that. Let me get some of that. So he gets all good stuff, and we get a good discount. Like getting eighths of medical shit for 40, it's unheard of. Put it that way. Usually it's like $60, and I hate paying $60 for an eighth. I like paying $60 for a quarter. It doesn't have to be in a fancy package or anything like that. It just got to be different buds and shit. But no, it's been really good. I've been getting some just good stuff, good connects, all sorts of good stuff. You know, I'm enjoying it, man. Life is good. Life is good all around. Not just because my bud situation is just, you know, that used to be the least, not the least of my worries, but, you know, like, you know, it'd be something, you know. I don't know. I always say it's like some of my medicine. Run, lady, run. Go into your therapy. Let me see that IS. Show me what you got. I don't even remember what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm pretty high. But yeah, that's like my biggest worry, is to make sure I get some decent bud. Life is good. There's no worries. I'm not stressed out about nothing at the moment. I'm also still not paying attention to the news, because people are stupid fucking idiots. You're all brainwashed. When I say y'all, I'll probably say like 98% of the fucking people. I can't. Do you know how stupid I feel every fucking time I go into any place and I put a mask on? Do you know how stupid I feel? There's no reason for this. I don't give a fuck why? Like, what was the purpose of all this? Oh, because people were gonna die. There was gonna be fucking bodies everywhere. And to you people that lost someone, listen, I'm sorry, all right? But that's not what they died from. They died of something else, okay? Bullshit. I call the biggest fucking bullshit in the whole entire history of the fucking my living. And there's been lots of bullshit. Lots of bullshit while I've been alive. But this takes the fucking cake. This just shows how stupid everyone is. I just don't get it. I don't understand where, you know, people that think they're smart, or people that like fancy themselves kind of smarter than the rest, are the ones panicking the worst? Nah. Nah. That's what I call people indoctrinated into the fucking system. Yeah, they were so good at school. Yeah, they were good at being programmed. If you went to public school and you did great in public school and shit, yeah, that just means you're good at memorizing propaganda and shit. That's all. You're fucking easily programmed. Ugh. Ugh. While I go to work and be a tax slave, I'm saying this too. Like, that's how much of a hypocrite I am. But, you know, I enjoy how my life is going at the moment. Yeah, it could be better. If you ask me what would I wish I could be doing, I wish I was, like, on a ranch in Arizona or a giant farm up in fucking, I don't know, Vermont. I don't care, like, out of the way from everything. I'll say Maine, because I like the ocean, you know? I'd farm off the land, and if I could make a living selling shit, I would do it. I don't care. I'm not a fancy pants. I'm not a fancy man. I don't require much. I really don't. Even in my home, I mean, I don't have a big home, but, you know, in my home, I only friggin' really stay in, like, 3 or 4 rooms. That's it, you know? And out in my tool shed, that's it. I don't require much, you know. I just got to make sure my kids are okay, which, you know, that's a whole different story. But I don't require much. I don't need all this shit. Like, you know, I really don't. And then in these trying times, oh my God, these are trying times. What? policing each other so you could rat on them if they're not wearing a mask or something? I don't know. Oh my God, it's the second wave. Oh my God, more people are getting sick. Let me tell you something. They've been talking about the second wave since June. So we knew it was coming, whether or not it was coming or not. Like, we knew it was coming. And then on top of that, oh, there's more cases. But we're also testing 10,000 more people a day. Shut the fuck up. Enough. I'm so sick and tired of it. Like, I can't even deal with it. Do you understand? At work, people want to talk politics, and I can't talk to them about politics. I can't do it. I can't talk to them about the COVID, even though that's what we're doing. Like, because of COVID, we're, you know, I have, like, the best job I've ever had in my life. You know how ironic it is? And you know how hard it is? It's, like, fucking impossible. Like, I just can't fucking do it. And the only thing that I tell myself that why I like wearing a mask is so the cameras can't fucking, you know, they're not really, you know what I mean? They're not really pinging me in my face and everything, you know? That's the only thing I tell myself. It's the only thing that gets me into a store with a mask on. I've gone to stores with no masks on in the fucking future. Are you fucking kidding me? What are you fucking doing? Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God, you got the fucking right away. The fuck are you doing? A fucking student driver making a right in the right red lane, in the right lane with the right arrow, and is waiting for the person on the opposite side of the street to go. We have the right of way. You're trading. There's a fucking teacher and a student, and the teacher is saying to let the other person go. You have the right of way. When you have the right of way, you have to follow the fucking traffic fucking what we were taught. Oh my God, I can't fucking take it. Dude, people are going to give me an aneurysm. I'm going to have a heart attack, a stroke. Guys don't usually have blown aneurysms. That's usually for women, like women that like cheat on their husbands a lot and like keep that secret, or like for women that keep secrets and shit. That's what aneurysms do. See, women aren't programmed to keep fucking secrets. They're not. So when they keep secrets and shit, they pop. When they can't, like, and I'm not saying you gotta tell your fucking husband shit, but they don't tell nobody. Like, you know, you don't hand it up with your women. You don't fucking drama it up and shit. Women can't take that. They get aneurysms. They're fucking brain pops and shit. So it's like, you know, guys don't really have fucking, they don't die from brain aneurysms and shit, but I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. I can't deal with it. Fucking dummies everywhere. Everywhere I look. And it goes right back to what I was talking about at work. Like, besides me smiling, waving, looking at ass, and trying to joke about little things here and there, I can't talk. I can't have a real conversation with people. I can't. The only person I can almost have a conversation with is, like, those people that are way deep into conspiracy theories, and they don't really, you know, they're really against the news and shit, but they also know what everything in the news is going on. Like, you know, those people. Because they humor me. So I'll sit there and laugh. I don't go back and forth and tell them what I believe in. Absolutely not. You be the crazy one. I'll just fucking, you know, laugh and fucking be like, oh, yeah, really? Oh, wow, that's interesting. Like, I'll be that fucking guy. And there's a few scientists that really, they don't have time for anything else. So we talk about, like, food and, you know, good places to eat around here and, you know, good recipes to make at home. Like, that I could talk with those people. Other than that, I can't talk with anyone. I can't deal with this bullshit fucking, all this propaganda fucking shit programming everyone. I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't want to talk politics. I don't, do we even know who there is, who's our president? I mean, I know the news is saying Biden, but the news has been saying Biden for a year. So all that propaganda was to get more votes for him. for the senile guy, which, you know, he's senile, he's harmless, but his handlers, they're evil. So to me, that's all, everything that I see from that party, it's all evil. And then there's some good people that are just so blind to it, because that's just their party, that's their team, and they're blind to anything that's real. You know, and I'm not saying anything with Trump. Like, I'm not saying there's election fraud going on. I don't know. You want to know why? I don't know why. Do you want to know why I don't know why? Because I'm not paying attention no more. I'm done. I'm done with it all. I really am. It doesn't matter. Yeah, one is eviler than the other. Yes. You know, one's a narcissistic fuck. The guy, you know, but the other one... If you want to know how I feel about it, just go back like 3 or 4 episodes, and I talk about how I feel. I can't trust anyone on their prior or their whole entire political life. I can't trust, you know, like their whole politics, their whole life in politics. I don't believe in any of their policies, but now all of a sudden it's going to be different. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Do you see how rich these people became off of their policies, and they're going to now go against it because they're president and vice president? Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't do it, people. I'm not a puppet. I'm a free thinker. I call bullshit when I see it. I'm sorry. This is all fucking shit. But, you know what we do have? We have the power to do whatever the fuck we want, really. Like, you know, we kind of do. You know, you have to play the game. Look at it as playing the game. That's my only sacrifice, that was wearing a mask going into fucking places. Ugh, I cannot wait to see everyone all fucking locked down again and accepting it. Accepting lockdown for what? For what? Did you notice that all those COVID deaths, all of a sudden there was no more heart attacks, and there was no more fucking this and that, and, you know, there was no more fucking other deaths. All deaths were by COVID for a little while, but then they had to change all that. And then all that mumble-jumble shit confuses people. They don't know what to believe from their own people that's feeding them the fucking news, and they just be like, ah, they know what they're talking about. Whatever they say, we do. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, let's take this hit. Let's take on this hit and move on from the conversation. Me smoky this crazy glue. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. All right, I got to run into this place real quick. Be right back. All right, let me just grind up a little bit more of this weeds to enjoy with my coffee. Oh, do you want to know how it was in my Dunkin'? It was nice. There was a couple of butts. I went in there and I seen butts. I was like, ooh, delicious one. You know, the yoga pants, the leggings, the tights, fucking beautiful things. And then another lady had the khakis. And you know what? Khaki pants are good on most women. They really look nice, I gotta say. But they definitely had some friggin' one of those dudes with them, you know, with the hair. He had, and it's fucking freezing cold out, right? It's fucking cold, finally, in New York, at least in my area. You know, it's like wintertime, finally, right? It's cold. You know, the women are putting on jackets. They're keeping on, you know, they're keeping their butts out, but they're putting on jackets, right? They gotta cover up the nipplies, because it's nipply out, you know, and then it's pointing everywhere. It's a distraction, you know, I might fucking poke my eye out, whatever. But, you know, the kid has fucking the guy. I'm going to use that term loosely. Guy had shorts on with the hoodie, right. But he had like fucking socks up to his fucking knees. It's like, goddamn, he's definitely practicing No Nut November. He's trying to get that no butt. You know, he's trying to pray the gay away and shit. He's like, you know, I'm really a straight guy, but, you know, I've been experimenting a lot with the butt. And, you know, this No Nut November is exactly what I need to reset and get me to remember that I like pussy. Because if you like pussy, you ain't doing no Nut November. You ain't doing none of that shit. This kid look like he's doing no Nut November. He has all this pent-up fucking energy and pent-up fucking cum that he has to wear shorts because he's so fucking hot, you know? You know? Dude, just fucking release already. It's a normal thing being a dude. Just fucking do it. Relax over there, you know? It's like, fuck, man. I just don't get it. You know? But my wife, she practices no butt November, but she only practices that like every fucking day. She don't be giving up the butt, man. I'm starting to get friggin' offended and shit. It's like, goddamn, girl. Let me get some of that ass. No, I don't like that. It's like, oh, come on. Since when? Since when? So yeah, I'm experiencing no butt November. It's like, goddamn. But I'm experiencing that all of 2020. At least getting me some butt. Mine is closed for business. Relax. Let's take this fucking hit. Some more of this. Oh no, I switched it up. Hold on. This is not that crazy glue. I forgot what this is. Some shit. But I'm mixing the races today. You know how I feel. I don't mind mixing the races at times. You know, sometimes it's inappropriate. I don't know when. But, yeah. I like mixing the races, especially when it comes to weed. I say that every fucking time. Oh, wait, hold on. Is that a copper? Is that a copper? What the fuck is that? Oh, no, not even close. Not even close. The guy's fucking pulled over, but it was his hatchback. But it looked weird, man. It looks like he got, like, a back lift, like a lifted minivan, but only the back is lifted. What kind of white trash shit is that? You're gonna lift a minivan, but just the back is shit. What do you think that is? The Scooby-Doo fucking mystery machine? What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. You got a minivan. Don't be fucking lifting up the back and putting up a spoiler on the minivan. Get the fuck out of here. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. That is stupid. Stupid. God damn. Ugh. I'm telling you, people. Ugh. Ugh. I just want to move on a farm already. I'm dying to get away from civilization. I really am. Is there any normal places left on this planet? Is there any normal places? There's got to be a few normal places. There has to be. It's rough. It's rough. Let's take one more hit and keep on going. Woo! Oh, that's a good one. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm making sure that I'm super stoned before work. Hells yeah! That's when I do my best thinking. There's a couple of little issues going on at work, and I don't have to deal with anybody because it's just me in a room by myself. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be super stoned staring at a fucking... I'm going to be counting the fucking dots on the ceiling tiles. I'm going to be fucking so stoned. So stoned. How else am I going to do fucking work? Straight? The fuck? What do you think? I'm a normal pleb like you people? Get the fuck out of here. I'm a professional! I got to think outside the box for this fucking repair. So, I'm going to get super silly. Oh, yeah. And my pipe is fucking super clean, too, so I'm getting the mega hits deep in the lungs. This fucking smoke is going. Oh, jumping jacks, bitches. Oh, there's like a... Yo, it's fucking 10 o'clock at night on a school night. Why you got fucking... dance fucking schools going on. There's a fucking problem in this country. I'm not against dancing and learning gymnastics and doing all that stupid shit. And it ain't stupid. You know, the ballet and all that. It's a beautiful art. I understand, okay? Alright. Not my fucking thing, especially, you know. But like, the dance studio. Why do you have to have fucking clear windows? so everyone sees you fucking dancing and shit. You fucking close that shit up. You fucking, you know, you have fucking guys, fucking old men looking at fucking little kids and shit. But this is a fucking school night. Why? Why on a school night? And these kids get up fucking early in the morning and shit to go to school. Why? Oh, why? Is there dance classes going on at 10 o'clock at night? It's fucking time to go to sleep. Kids gotta go to school. They gotta wake up at 6, 7 o'clock. It's time to fucking start. It's time. It's time to take the phones away, turn the fucking TVs off, take a fucking book, a fucking whatever. There's no dancing at 10 o'clock at night. How are these kids gonna go to sleep? They're all full of fucking energy. They gotta fucking take a shower and shit. You're not gonna get them all stank butt into fucking bed and shit. By the time they go to bed, it's 12, and then they wake up at 7 to go to school. Oh, I'm tired. No shit. You need at least, when you're a child, a kid, you need that 8-9 hours of sleep, no doubt. The fuck out of here, man. That's child abuse right there. You know, I thank the Lord. I thank sweet baby Jesus that I didn't have no friggin' baby girls. I didn't have no daughters. It just seems like a big fucking headache. It just seems like a big fucking headache. You women, especially nowadays in the third world. The third world? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so fucking stoned. But it just seems like if you got a fucking... Yeah, but nah, I'm not going to fucking take that away. Fuck that. It seems like if you're in the first or third world country, there's no second world countries, right? It's either first or third. Anything else, go fuck your mother, right? So it just seems like a big fucking headache. And if there's more females than males out there in the fucking planet, then I fucking hit the lucky lottery. Thank the Lord. Thank sweet baby Jesus for that shit. I got that ball power. That's right. Only men that have other men as their seeds got the ball power. That's me, Mr. Balloon. Oh, I can't go to work like this. I'm too fucking stupid. Well, thank God I don't have to see anyone. I'm not even going to go into my fucking office. I got my tools. I'll just put it in the group chat. I'm here. I'm just going straight to the fucking room. Fucking 13. Goddamn. Got that. It's not 13, but we call it 13 because it's a room in between 12 and 14. And it's not numbered for superstitious reasons. So my superstitious self put a piece of tape there, one of those little blue fucking posty notes, and put 13 just so we know, so no one fucking gets confused, because even though we got like scientists and fucking brilliant fucking people that work there, they can't even screw a top onto a fucking one of those labby things that they use. I don't even know the proper name, but they can't even screw it on right, and then they put it into a fucking centrifuge and fuck everything up. They've been fucking all sorts of shit up. The brilliant scientists. Brilliant, my fucking ass. I'm looking at them like a bunch of fucking monkeys in a fucking cage. It's like, goddamn, and they're wearing lab coats and shit. Those poor fucking things. Oh, they can mix a fucking recipe that smells like Swamp Thing and fucking The Little Mermaid had some dirty down sex in some swampy area, some low tide fucking beach and shit. I don't know. It smells nasty and shit. I felt bad. I was like, oh, someone had some bad lunch. Someone brought their bad lunch from home. Someone brought some baked fucking trout with fucking baked onion and garlic, and they put it in the microwave. It smells like death over here. It smells like low tide death. Meanwhile, it's what they're fucking mixing and fucking up. It's like, oh, I gotta get out of here. It's just the worst. Like, it's just so weird being in this work environment. I've never been in an environment where it's like a bunch of nerds and fucking lab fucking nerds doing all sorts of shit. I swear to God, I've seen chemicals not even in a locked closet. Not even locked! Just like half, a little bit open too. It's not even closed all the way. A little bit open. And it's like, oh, here's some chloroform. You know, here's some fucking shit that's like basically you mix this, and that, and you can blow up a city block. Nice, it's not even locked up. It's just sitting there. The door's askew, a little bit open and shit. There's like a half-peeled label coming off the fucking door that used to show what markings, like what it was. It's some liquid, like a three-letter liquid that I don't fucking know. What do I know? But the guy's like, oh, yeah, you can fucking make a bomb with that. I'm like, and this is not locked up? He's like, for what? I'm like, right. He's like, why? What are you thinking? I'm like, I come from the street, man. I come from the fucking hood. I'm looking at that chloroform and be like, God damn, I can make some good money on the black market on the corner street. But with my luck, it'd be to like a rapist and shit. It'd be chloroforming fucking women and fucking, ugh, the worst, the worst. But I don't touch nothing. Like, I don't want to know nothing. What machine is broken? I'm a coming. That's all I deal with. And fucking listen to nerd humor with words I don't even know. I don't even know, and they're laughing. It's like if they're talking another language and making fun of me. They probably are. Probably are. At least the Spanish ladies know that I speak a little bit of Spanish. They don't talk shit about me no more behind my back. You know, in front of me, like in another language. You know what I mean? But they also like me, you know, because I get shit done. Anyway, let's take this last hit. I'm a little bit far away from work still, which is good. Not really, but like, I can take one more hit and then friggin' air out. I'm gonna have to pause this. Oh my God, Mr. Balloon Knots, what do you mean? What do you think I fucking mean? Some people don't like that. Some people fucking, you know what? I don't even fucking care. I was gonna read some fucking emails again, but I forgot. I printed them out too. My wife's gonna see the shit printed on the desk and she's gonna fucking make fun of me now tonight. Ugh, she's gonna make fun of me. Alright. Let's take this hit. Did you see this brilliant, hold on, this brilliant guy? This guy's brilliant. Now, ladies, I'm sorry. This segment's not for you. And this is for the guys that just want to be guys. Guys, don't be listening to this in front of your kids, your wife. You know. This is between us. All men are creeps. We're creeps. It's just what level, or what control level, rather, you have of your creep. Now, I'm a professional. I am a professional. I don't be getting caught, you know? I'm not a creep on the outside. It's just eye candy for the soul. It's soul food. This fucking guy, though, and I want to say it was like Michigan, Wisconsin. It was somewhere up there in the north where, you know, you only get like 3-4 months of ladies wearing friggin' skin besides their face and fucking hands. That's it, you know? Like, even a toe fucking gets fucking guys really fucking horny up in those fucking states. That shit where it's always fucking cold. God damn. So this fucking guy, he couldn't, he had zero control of his fucking creep level, but he was brilliant. He almost got away with it. So I have to give him credit. Like, this is like the feel-good story of the day, you know, sort of, kind of. Like, everybody wins at the end, you know? Well, yeah, by the end of the story, everybody has won, you know what I mean? But this fucking guy, brilliant, brilliant. I don't know how he came up with this too, but he would sit there at the supermarkets, right? Or at the Walmarts. And see, I can't believe that he would do this at Walmart, because I couldn't believe that there's anything coming out of Walmart that I want to check out. Nothing. Ugh. Zilch. So I'm going to say, it didn't specifically say what establishments this guy was doing this at, but this fucking guy would go to supermarkets, hang out in the fucking parking lots, right? And he'd wait to see a short skirt fucking go into the supermarket, and this motherfucker would get a pie. He would take a pie. Yes, a pie. Like an apple pie, a cherry pie, a Entenmann's breadcrumb cake, something like that, like some kind of cake pie product. I wouldn't imagine he spent a lot of money, but maybe if he did, it was even more of almost a brilliant thing. I don't know, right? So he would put it right, he would put that pie or the cake, the bread crumb, whatever. It was sealed in a box, the package, and he would leave it behind the driver's door tire, the wheel, the tire, right? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so fucking high. I'm trying to pay attention and remember the story because this guy was almost brilliant. Almost got away with it. Like, high five for us creeps. He's almost a professional. Professionals don't get caught, though. That's why he's not. Almost there, dude. Marty, Mark, Mike. You know it's something to start with an M, like 100%. And that fucking area, the M is the most popular fucking starting letter to any name for some fucking reason. The guy would put the packaged baked goodness behind the driver's seat tire. So when the lady came out, she'd be like, oh, what the fuck? You know, you can't miss it because you're opening your door. And you'd be like, oh, what the fuck? And, like, you got to back out. Like, she got to back out. You can't go forward. Like, it was, you know, in those parking lots that had that median in the front, you know, in between the front cars. So you can't pull out forward. So she got to back out. The patience this guy had to wait for the perfect fucking creep victim. He would set up. He put that pipe down, you know, the pie down, and the lady has been like, you know, what the fuck? I can't run this shit over, so she has to bend over and pick up the fucking pie. Brilliant. Brilliant. He fucking got the full view. The guy was probably creeping with the fucking binoculars or the iPhone zoomed in, whatever. Like, I mean, you know, because he couldn't be so close. Well, maybe he was. Maybe he was just right there waiting and shit. And he would get a full eye view of that camel toe, of that sweet fucking pussy and ass cheeks. God damn, the guy was brilliant. Brilliant! Almost! Almost! Now, I'm not condoning the fucking behavior. I'm just saying the guy, for the creep level, the fucking guy... Brilliant! Now, the reason why everyone wins in the end is because, you know... Ladies are like, why is there fucking pies underneath the fucking tires? I guess there was like a whole sting operation. You know, like there's nothing better to do in fucking Wyoming in fucking September and shit and August or whatever this was. This wasn't just recently because it's already cold up there. But this, you know, I don't know how I got the fucking news. But I seen it. I was like, oh shit, this guy's brilliant. The reason why it's not the perfect crime, he's not the perfect, like, professional creep, even though, I mean, the whole plan is amazing. Like, I just can't get over it. It's like, God damn. But there was a whole sting operation looking for the pipe bandit, not even knowing why, and the guy got fucking caught, though. Because it was like, oh, maybe there's poison in the pies. Or maybe, you know, it's like some mischievous shit. Meanwhile, some fucking poor fucking bastard needed some spank material. He went through all the Pornhub, RedTube, and fucking, what's the other one? The hamster fucking wheel shit, whatever it's fucking called. It's probably X, right? X, fucking X, everything. So he probably went through the whole catalog over the last 5 years. And he's like, man, I need to see me. So he must have been like a fucking ugly old. Oh, yeah, he had to be maybe an old man too, right? You know, because you ain't doing that to no old ladies. You want to see that young, that trim fucking pussy lips. You want to see that fucking nice ass that's been fucking waxed. You want to see no fucking old lady with some fucking hair and doo-doo fucking stains. And it ain't like recent. It's just over a lifetime of fucking... It's just gonna happen. You ain't bleaching your fucking asshole when you're over 60. You know what I mean? Unless you're a goer in the old folks home, you ain't fucking bleaching your fucking asshole. So, this guy's fucking brilliant. But it works out in the end for everyone because he got caught. And the reason found, like he had like pictures or some video shit on his fucking device of fucking ladies' booty fucking and legs. This guy fucking had a fucking spank bank. Ugh, who's fucking taking him in? What fucking poor officer fucking during the sting was fucking waiting for like a bomb fucking chemical fucking something going off, and there was a guy jerking off in his fucking car. Oh, that's so disgusting. You got to put that guy in cuffs. How much fucking gloves and fucking masks do you have now? You don't want to touch that fucking guy. You don't want to touch the fucking guy. He's like, sir, just please put yourself in the fucking cuffs. I'd be like, nope. If I was that guy, I'd be trying to touch the fucking cop's face. They'll probably shoot you, but you're the fucking... Ugh. I almost said you deserve it, but no, this guy was almost perfect. Almost the perfect creep. Almost. He almost got away with it. The only thing he needed was like maybe like $100 bill, like with like a little something holding it down, and you put it on a string like that old gag, you know, and then you just pull the fucking string. Pull the string! You know, you have the whole fucking lever situation all hooked up and shit, so you could pull it fucking like a rug pull and shit. Oh, I gotta go to work and I'm fucking stoned out of my ass. Wish me luck. We will continue this after this brief message. Hey, what up, gang? Ew, what up, gang? Ugh, I'm fucking queer. Sorry for that. Temporarily fucking went queer. I apologize. It's these fucking trying times with all the fucking butthurt people all around us. I think it's affecting me. I apologize. But hey, I want to thank you all so much for helping support the show, getting more listeners, and that's friggin'... I love it. I think it's fucking awesome. I'm getting more interaction on the email. So, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Don't be a fucking pussy. Throw some topics at me that you want me to talk about. It could be anything. I don't fucking give a shit. What are you interested in? I want to know what you fucking people are interested in. Send it out to BlueKnotRadio@gmail.com. If you don't like to Google, it's BlueKnotRadio@ProtonMail.com. ProtonMail.com. Protect yourselves, you know, be doing that VPN shit, fucking hide your shit, fucking wear condoms. I'll never wear a condom in my life, but I'm just saying for you, protect yourselves, you know what I mean? But send me out some of the shit that you're interested in, your everyday fucking life, your bullshit. You want me to say what's up, you know? If it's interesting, I'll fucking talk about it, you know? If it's not, what can I say? Go fuck your mother. Hey, I'm back. It's that time. The time for the top five fuck yous of the week. The top five fuck yous of the week has been brought to you by my email, BlueKnotRadio@ProtonMail.com, BlueKnotRadio@gmail.com for you simpletons. God damn it. Fuck you number five goes to you fucking lazy motherfucking listeners. You fucking lazy.
Oh, but Mr. BlueKnot, it's just a podcast. I just want to be entertained. Leave me the fuck alone.
Listen, man. Believe it or not,
this is a lot of fucking work. I'm fucking stupid. I'm a fucking dummy.
I do a podcast on my fucking iPhone. I edit everything there. I fucking do it while I'm driving and smoking weed. Speaking of which, this is a lot of work. The risk factor? Come on. At any point, I could just get into a fucking accident. I was setting this shit up, leaving my friggin' job, leaving work and shit, and I was setting up my friggin' microphone, I was looking for my fucking pipe, and I forgot I was driving. I almost hit the fucking side of, like, the bushes and shit. You know, I almost took out some bushes. I almost did some free landscaping for someone, you know? There ain't nothing free in life except for this fucking podcast. But it's a lot of fucking work. So fuck you number five goes to you lazy motherfuckers. Give me some topics. Give me a fucking story or something that I can relate with. Give me your ultimate fucking drug story. You know what? I know a lot of people don't like the type. people don't like to fucking, you know, write things. A lot of people don't even know how to fucking spell anymore. I mean, I'm guilty, but not for nothing. My spell check is a motherfucker. It fucks with me because I'm spelling the right words, but it's like auto-correcting it for something else. Bitch, I got my own grammar. I don't need no fucking proper autocorrect and proper... You know what? Let me save that. But fuck you, number five. Do go. Do go? See, I can't even talk. Mr. Balloon, you can't even talk. And you want us to fucking write you something? Pfft, it's kind of ridiculous. Yeah, I agree. But help me out. I do have that phone number. I stopped putting it up there because people weren't calling. So I guess I can find that and put it up again. I'll put it up in the show notes, you lazy fucks. You can leave a voicemail of a story. And I won't play it. It's fine. I know people don't like, you know. I don't like to hear my shit. Like, when I have to edit my stuff, I have to fucking do it. I can't pay someone or have someone else do it because that's embarrassing. So I understand. But I'll listen to the story. I'll write notes and then, you know, talk about whatever. Stop being lazy. Fuck you. Number five to the listeners. Fuck you. Help a cracker out. I mean, do you want me to talk about politics again? Do you want me to fucking talk about what's going on in the news with the corona? No, you don't. You don't want to know nothing. You know, it's like me. I don't know nothing. I'm at work. People talking about the fucking election. They're talking about the fucking, second lockdowns. And, you know, and they're talking about shit on the news. And it's like, and I say to them, I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to know nothing. Oh, is this an accident? Oh, he just got pulled over. There's something going on. Oh, the cop is, he looks mad. He's like yelling at someone in the van. All right, whatever. I ain't going that way. Oh, yeah. It's still early. I got out of work early, so I'm stopping by the store before they close. I got these nice shirts, and I got to go buy like three more. So, fuck you number five to you people. Fuck you number four goes to the last update on my phone. The last update on my phone was fucking ridiculous with the auto. It wasn't even like a spell check. Now it's like all this auto grammar correct. Dude. What the fuck? What the fuck, nerds? Hey, nerds! Knock it off! I don't talk nerd. I don't talk proper. Especially texting. No one wants to text properly on the fucking Twitter, on the this, on the that. It's just short to the point. We're almost at that hieroglyphic stage. Like, for real, people be like, oh, those hieroglyphics are so ancient. Nah, bitch, that shit is ahead of the fucking curve. Instead of putting down like a whole fucking paragraph, you fucking draw a picture and everyone knows exactly what's going on. Like, oh, that's a funny joke. It's like, goddamn. That's some fucking shit. Just like the Chinese. You know, people be like, oh, that Chinese fucking writing is some shit. I don't know, man. I think there's an art in that. It looks like a pain in the fucking ass. Like, you know, you draw one wrong squiggly sign and, you know, you go from hello to go fuck yourself. You know, and now you start a war, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know. But, like, I mean, fuck you, number four, really goes through all this freaking crazy language shit. Hey, I'm not trying to be, like, racist or racial or insensitive to cultures and shit, but it's fucking 2020. Enough of the fucking nonsense. Let's fucking pick one fucking language and speak it. Yes, I know the English language is kind of goofy. You know, you have a word that means so many different meanings and shit like that, you know, but I don't know. I speak another language. I kind of understand like two or three languages. I can kind of sort of pick words and kind of understand what's going on. All that shit's fucking goofy, man. There's a reason. I'm sorry for the stuttering and shit. You know, my stutters are coming back because I'm trying to talk fast and get the shit out. And my thoughts are not catching up to my words because, poof. Well, again, I'm a stupid motherfucker. What can I say? But let's just face it. There's a reason why English is the language of business. It's easier. You can get a lot of emotion out. I don't know. Let's just fucking cut the bullshit, people, and just pick fucking English until we figure out some fucking cartoon hieroglyphic form of fucking writing. You know what I mean? Because all this different, you know, it's like the language barrier itself between different cultures. It just sucks. It just sucks. I mean, like, I agree. Like, France, there's like a fluency to it. Italian, even Portuguese. Like, Portuguese, it's the language of love. You know, those are all languages of love. You know, and I like that. But you know what? You keep that as your backup language, you know? If you want to just, like, if you have to fucking make some pussies wet and shit just because you have to, then, you know, just start speaking one of those friggin' languages of love. French, Italian, Portuguese, you know, there's just something about it. But then there's those other languages that go, hack! What the fuck is that shit, man? I already took a shower and shit. You know, like, I understand out in the desert, you know, you don't got showers and shit, so maybe that's why they talk like that. You know how, like, cats and other animals be, like, washing themselves, you know, and other, you know, in each other's, rather, with their tongues and with their fucking saliva and shit, you know? Maybe that's why those languages came out. All that spittle that comes out. Goddamn. It's a recipe for fucking disaster. You know, look at all that fucking corona coming out your fucking mouth, first of all. You know, but maybe back in the day, they didn't shower, so that's how they fucking cleaned themselves. So they created this fucking language of nastiness. Listen, I'm not being insensitive about your culture. I'm sure it's beautiful, it's wonderful, you could, you know, romanticize about it, all you fucking want. Enough of the nonsense. Alright, let's just pick a fucking language and get on with it. Alright? I mean, please. I mean, even Spanish is kind of easy to fucking, you know, kind of, you know, sort of. So we gotta pick between the two fucking languages, alright? And I know the Spanish people are like, oh, yay, yay! Fuck you. I speak Portuguese. I don't wanna speak the Spanish language. And not because I'm Portuguese. Because there's a lot of nuances in English that is just not spoken in Spanish. Then you have to make some Spanglish fucking words. How come you have to make Spanglish words and shit now to talk and shit to English speaking folk? You know what I mean? Knock it off. Let's just pick one language and move on. That's it. You know, the one that has the less or the least amount of spittle and spattle on each other. We got fucking showers. I don't want to fucking hear it. Go to the fucking YMCA and shit. Go fucking shower yourself. There's got to be something. Go fucking do that if you're relying on a fucking language. You know what I mean? That one in the desert and shit. Enough. And fuck you number four also originally was to this autocorrect and this auto fucking spell check and the fucking stop correcting me. Enough. Enough. I'm fucking American. All right? I'm a sovereign person. All right? There's a lot of fucking bullshit in that whole fucking statement, but I am a sovereign person. All right, this is how I talk. People enjoy how I talk. They like me. They want to talk to me. I hate fucking talking to people. I fucking hate it, but they like it, so I have to freaking pretend. You guys don't even understand. I need to win a trophy for the top actors award. I can't even talk. How can you get a fucking top actors award if you can't even fucking talk? No, it's from me acting so nice. People at work think I'm fucking nice. They think I'm fucking nice. They think I'm fucking nice. I can't fucking take it. But anyway, fuck you. Stop trying to correct me. I can't take it no more. I can't. It's fucking ridiculous. Every time I friggin' send a text or I tweet, those are the only two things I do. An email, those are the three things that I do. Especially at work, lots of emails and shit. And even that is always trying to correct me. It's like, I know the name of the part. Stop fucking correcting it. God damn it. Oh, look at these fucking Muppets.
I'm going to take my giant dog into Best Buy. Fuck you. Number three goes to these fucking people. These fucking people. I'm bringing my big dog to Best Buy. Fuck you. Get your fucking dog out of here. It's got a lot of fur and shit. Oh. Oh my God. I'm calling the cops. Fuck you, number three, goes to you fucking people that bring your fucking dog to Best Buy. What the fuck, man? No consideration. No consideration. You want me to wear a mask, but you want your fucking dog to be out over here? The fucking fur everywhere, the saliva, you know? Oh, is this mice fucking thing? And it fucking pees on the fucking tower on the side over there. The fucking DVD fucking holder and shit. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking people, man. You fucking people that think it's okay. It's not. It's not. Fuck you and your fucking dog, too. I swear to God. I'm almost accepting of the people that hold their dog. Oh, you're holding your dog. Okay, well, at least the fucking fur and everything's staying on you. You know, you're holding that little fucking flea bag. Okay, great. That's nice. Oh, I don't have fleas. I take it for the bath all the time. Fuck you. And that dog was so big, my fucking son number two could have rode that fucking shit like a fucking horse. Get the fuck out of here with that big fucking dog. I swear to God, they're lucky I'm not going to the Best Buy. I'm going to the fucking... to the store next door. The store next door. I can't even fucking talk. I'm done. Let me hit a little fucking pause. I'm so fucking pissed. I might go on Best Buy and stop fucking booing her. Stop booing everyone. I'm going to go to the manager. Hey, I have fucking allergies and shit. What's this big monster doing here? Oh, you're such a nice dog. You people that don't like dogs. I love fucking dogs. But guess what a dog is? An outdoor animal. He's not your family member. Get over it. I want to fucking kick. Oh. I know. It doesn't sound like I like dogs. I love fucking dogs. I just hate fucking dog people. Dog people are the fucking worst. Fuck you, dog people. I love my dog. It's my family. Yes, no, I understand. The reason why I haven't got another dog is because I can't go through that again. I can't go through that fucking death. I can't put my fucking dog down. I can't fucking bear it. It's the worst fucking thing in the world. It was the toughest thing I've done in my entire life, was losing my fucking dog. I miss that motherfucker. I hope there's an afterlife and I see that fucking dog. I miss him so much. But guess what I would never do with my fucking dog? Take him into a fucking Best Buy. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Oh, my family members. Todd. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you. I'll spit on you and your fucking dog. I fucking hate you dog people like that. I love your fucking dogs. I respect your fucking wanting to keep your fucking dogs. And, you know, like, I don't like when people be like, oh, this is not a good breed. We don't need these breeds around here. No, I'm not that type of person. You know, it's all in the owner. It's almost always all in the owner. Almost always. Like 99.9% is the fucking owners. Enough. 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 What the fuck happened? We have to wear fucking masks, but you're in Best Buy, but you're allowed to bring your fucking giant fucking dog into fucking Best Buy. What the fuck is going on in society? Fuck you to you fucking dog people. Fuck you. I'm sorry. I hope that doesn't deter you from this podcast. I love you. I love fucking dogs. Stop bringing your fucking dogs into fucking Best Buy. The fuck is wrong with you? If he don't fit in your pocket, leave the fucker in the car. Leave the fucker at home. You know, you crack the fucking window. It's not hot. The dog is staying in a fucking car. Oh, it's not nice to little Petey. Fuck you and Petey too. Ugh, excuse me. I got so mad. That I pulled the mic cord out of the phone. Oh, excuse me. It's like, oh, Mr. Blue Nuts, what's the big deal? It's just a dog. You know, it's not just a dog. If there's a pile of shit on the floor, the dog's gonna fucking eat it. No human's gonna do that. No human that's gonna go into Best Buy to go buy a fucking, an electronics or something. You know, oh, I need to buy a television. Oh, there's a pile of shit right there. I'm going to eat it. No, but the dog will do that.
The dog will 100% do that. You know? Oh, the dog, what if the dog steps into friggin' dirt and shit? Wow, cop just cut me off. All right. Well, he just cut me off. Fuck it. But yeah, what if he, like, you know, the dog is walking in and shit, you know, and, like, I don't know. He decides his fucking ball bag is fucking itchy. And there he goes, just lapping out and his fucking ball bag. No one wants to fucking see that. He should be embarrassed. Dogs aren't embarrassed and shit. They don't fucking care. They don't fucking care. You know, oh, the dog would be like, oh, is that a rug on the floor? Oh, let me rub my fucking stank asshole all across the fucking rug. Rub the rug, you know what I mean? It's like, it's disgusting. It's like, oh, I have an itchy asshole. You know, I've seen dogs try to bite their fucking assholes off in fucking Home Depot. At fucking Best Buy, they got those fucking carpets and shit, you know? The fucking, oh, I got an itchy asshole. What's that? An asshole scratcher? And then he starts rubbing his fucking asshole while fucking his dumb asshole of a fucking owner is looking at the fucking new MacBook Air fucking whatever. Oh my God, look at this thing. It's so light and skinny. Oh my God, like my fucking husband's cock. That's why I have a dog in the fucking Best Buy. Ugh, I can't fucking take it. I'm sorry, people. I know. I know. I just can't anymore. I can't fucking do it. Just the stupidity of fucking society. I just can't fuck. And maybe I'm the stupid one. I understand. And I admit it. Maybe I can't be part of the society. I need to go find my fucking utopia. Where do I find my utopia? On the top of a mountain? Okay. It's fine. On the side of a mountain? As long as I could freaking, you know, grow some shit. I'm fine, you know, can I friggin' come down to work? Like, I just need to work when I'm in society. Other than that, you know, like, I hate, like, the shirts that I'm gonna go fucking buy, right? I need to look at them. Like, it's not the same going online and getting it ordered and shit. Like, I don't like that. There's just something about it that I don't like. Now, don't get me wrong. If I want the same exact fucking shirts, then, you know, I guess I could order it through the online shit. But even then, like, there's been times I've ordered fucking things and they still send me the wrong fucking size. And then you gotta go through the whole hassle. It's like, I want a shirt and I want it now. I don't want to wait till next week and then you send me the wrong fucking shit. There's like there's no reason why I should get like a woman's fucking bra when I order a fucking shirt. Oh, we sent the wrong thing. And then I've got where they just sent the wrong fucking size. It's like, how stupid are the fucking people that you have there fucking picking the fucking shit to go in the orders? How stupid are the people picking fucking orders? I'm a 2XL. Even at my peak physical, you know, my beefcake stage where, you know, I can't even walk down the street without getting eye raped and shit. I'm still a 2XL. I'm a big boy. It's just the way I was made. I'm an Adonis. A fat one, but I'm an Adonis. I need to get my fucking shirts. I need to pick it. I want the right fucking, like, I need to make sure that shade, that color shade is perfect for my complexion. I gotta look at it in the mirror. I gotta. I'm so vain when it comes to certain things. You know, like, I don't know. I don't give a flying fuck if you don't like my taste, but I like what I like. Like, I rarely look at the fucking mirror. Rare. This is like a rare occurrence. But when I do, you know, I gotta be okay with what I'm putting on. I hate, like, there's been times where I just don't give a fuck. My wife's like, you need fucking new clothes. You need, I was like, just fucking go buy it for me. Just go buy it for me. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. Just go buy it for me. Fuck you. Number two. Yes, sadly, it goes to more neighbors up the block. Oh. I was driving around, and nobody in my immediate neighborhood, we'll say like a, what's an immediate neighborhood? Let's say a 10 by 10 block radius. Nobody has fucking Christmas lights up except for on my block. Now, If you remember last week, the fuck you number one went to my next door neighbor, the CIA agent, the FBI agent. And now I'm convinced because since then, since the release of that podcast, he now, it's off when I get home. Let's put it that way. It's off. Now, when you have your Christmas lights on, right, you keep it on till like 9, 10, 11, maybe even midnight, you know, like I leave my lights, my timer's on till like 1 o'clock in the morning. That's a good time. You know, that's good, you know. But him, it's off by the time I get home. My wife says that it was on, and then it's off. It's off before I get home at like, I get home now like around 10 o'clock normally now with this new schedule. So, yeah. I mean, first off, he's a CIA, FBI agent, one or the other. Definitely. Like, he's something. He's one of those three-letter government agencies. Definitely. Like, how the fuck? Like, just how the fuck? Yo, neighbor. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking into consideration how much I hate looking at Christmas lights before Thanksgiving. Before Black Friday, rather. Thank you. But, like, why do you get the fuck you number two now this week? How come, Mr. Balloonauts? Trying to be a good neighbor. How come? Because you inspired the neighbors down the block to fucking put up their Christmas shit. Now three more neighbors down the block. Now it's on the other end of the block. Yeah, it's on the other end. It's you know, I don't really see it. It doesn't like brighten up the sky and shit like my next door neighbor. But still, he inspired three more assholes to put up their friggin' Christmas lights way early. Way early. I was going to write a citation. I was going to do one of those citizen neighborhood arrest citation things. I don't know. I'm sure there's something on the book saying that I can do it. For real, it's just like, this is stupid. Come on, people. Black Friday is the earliest, earliest. And that's because I'll consider that part of that weekend. It shouldn't be till the weekend. We should be working. But now all of a sudden, hey, I'm not complaining. I got a fucking the whole week fucking off. You know, I'm not complaining. I got all of next week paid holiday time off. It's great. Now, I do have to come in, but then I changed my sentence. I'm the worst talker, I know, but we're getting to the end of this. You know, we're getting to the end of this fucking podcast, so you know what happens. Mushmouth me just fucking comes out to play. I do have to work on Monday a little bit. Now, do I have to? No. But that's like double time plus fucking holiday. So it's like triple time. I'm getting paid like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm getting paid a lot per hour. Put it that way. So, yeah, I'm going in on Monday just to get some things done. And that's it. 8 hours. No more than that. Because holiday pay is only for the 8 hours. So I told him, yeah, I'm going to put in exactly 8 hours. No more, no less. And that's it. Then I'll take the rest of the week off, which it's nice. It's nice to have that whole entire week off. So I understand if you have a lot of Christmas lights. Like I was saying about my neighbor. If he had a lot of Christmas lights and he was slowly adding on, oh, the torture that would be to me. But he didn't. And better yet, by the time I get home, all those Christmas lights are off. So, hey, neighbor, thank you. You know, I now know you're a listener. Not through, like, normal means, just because you're a fucking snoop and a sneak, and that's what those people do. So, it looks like I have my own CIA agent, people, my own FBI agent friggin' watching over me. I love it. I love it. Too little too late, though, because I'm really not posting too much shit anymore. I'm just done. I'm done. Everything's a lie. Everything's a propaganda. We're all getting played. Yes, okay. Now that I got that out of the way, back to the fuck yous number twos. The three neighbors on the fucking block being inspired by fuck you number one last week. Neighbor, thank you so much. I appreciate it, but you inspired more people to do it, so I still don't like you. I like you. I just don't like you holiday season light-wise. Fuck your lights. You know, I was thinking last night, you know, because I was outraged. I was driving home last night, and I saw three, like, why is that side of the block all lit up? No, This lady has a Mickey Mouse the size of a house. It's a two-story house, and she got one of those blow-up dolls that it's Mickey Mouse with the fucking Santa hat on, and then there's a reindeer with the and they're all the size of her house. It's huge. You can't miss it. I'm like, what the fuck? I had to walk down there. I walked. It was freezing cold, but I had to walk just to look, and I'm like, you know what? That's it. I have to create my own EMP gadget. I have to. And I'm going to fizz out these fucking Christmas lights. They got little, you know, the little control thing that turns on. There's a little circuit board there. I'm frying it. Fuck that shit. You know, fuck you number two goes to these fucking neighbors. I already told you, you cannot put up Christmas lights until fucking Black Friday. No one listens. So that's what happens now. I hope you bought them all new this year so you can return them, because I'm fucking destroying them. That's it. I'm not going to steal them. I was going to, like, cut all the strings, fucking unplug it, and throw it in the garbage, in their own garbage, just to prove a fucking point. But then I said, nah, let's fry the circuitry. I'm making my EMP next week. Now, granted, if I get done by Black Friday, I can't do it. Not in good faith, I can't do it. But rest assured, this fucking shit will be ready for next year. Anybody not listening to the rules of Christmas lights will get EMP'd around my area anyway. You know what I mean? I called up the town. I wrote the town and I told them that I am now the emperor of Christmas light and holiday light fucking decorations and shit. I'm the one that sets the rules, and they didn't get back to me. You know, they didn't even, like, send back anything, but they know. So I'm just going to take it that I am now the boss of all this shit. Don't do it! Or I'll be the anti-Santa Claus. I'll be coming around taking your fucking Christmas lights and Christmas decorations. Or I'll just simply fry the fucking circuitry. Just fry it. Goodbye. EMP that shit. I look off my phone in my pocket and I'll fucking fry my phone. Oh, how horrible. Well, how happy would you people be? But no, horrible, right? All right, one more hit before this fuck you number one. I don't even have a fuck you number one, to be honest with you. Because it all goes back to everything that's going on in the country. And at this fucking point, we're all being played. Everything is propaganda. Everything is propaganda. I don't trust nothing on the left. I mean, it's not like I trust fucking, you know, Trump himself, like as a person. No, because the guy fucking say whatever. But I trust that party way more. It just seems like they're not trying to fucking bankrupt this fucking country. Like, I don't know. Whatever, I'm not getting into it. Let's just take this hit. All right. Well, since I don't have a perfect fucking number one, fuck you, it's got to come down on me. You know, fuck you number one comes down to me. I was happy last week or 2 weeks ago when I lost that 8 pounds in a month. I was so proud of myself. I don't think. Like, I'm really thinking back. I didn't go all out. Like, I didn't go and fucking eat a fucking half a pie of pizza. I didn't go have McDonald's, Burger King, and fucking Moe's in the same day. I even skipped out on fucking Popeye's chicken sandwich week. I'm getting those bitches for free until the end of the year. Those Popeye chicken sandwiches. Oh, sorry. This is not a ad for them. But I am getting it for free. I didn't even go there. And I gained a half a pound. Almost a full pound. It was almost a full pound. It was like a full pound, but then I took my clothes off and took a big old shit. And I lost like a half a pound on that fucking shit. I gained a half a pound over the last week, 2 weeks. Fuck you! And not to you, fuck me! Like, what the fuck? I'm doing my 16 hours of intermittent fasting, right? The weekends I can dick off a little bit, but I don't like eat bad. Like, I'll allow myself the one day, and that's the Lord's Day, Sunday. You know, we watch the football. That's when I'll order a pizza. I won't have more than two slices. I'm allowed to have two slices. That's still under 1,000 calories, even with the pepperoni. And I think it's way less. It's New York slices. Let's say 800 calories with that fucking pepperoni. I didn't go all out, though. I haven't had a fast food fucking burger in weeks. Weeks! I didn't have my Popeyes last week. I didn't have my Popeyes this week. I might have had it last week. I might be lying about that. But if I did, it was my only fucking meal of that day. That should still be way under 1,000 calories. How did I gain a half a fucking pound? A half a pound? Fuck me, man. And fuck you. Not you, but like, how does this fucking happen? I was so upset. Like, it really got me down. I weighed myself yesterday because I was all looking for like at least a pound. I'm not going to think I'm going to lose another 8 pounds this month without fucking exercising or anything like that. What I got rid of was that the sugar and the fat fucking foods that I was eating. That was that like 8 extra pounds of that shit that I was keeping up my levels with. But I knocked that out. I don't drink soda. Like, occasionally. If I drink a soda on a Sunday, it's like one. But that's it. That's the only thing I have all week. Like, I'm telling you, I'm doing good. It's not even hard. Like, I'm just doing fine. I've been bringing my own friggin' meals to work. I've been bringing fruits and vegetables. You know, and I have one good meal, and then I eat a little bit, like, later on. But not before bed. What the fuck's going on, man? I think I have to change it up a little bit more. I'm going to have to change my one big meal. Well, it's like I have a big meal and then I'll eat like within that four to 6 hours. Like, you know, if I have a 6 hour time frame to eat, and it ain't like, I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to eat everything. I'm not like, oh, and just shoving fucking shit down my throat and shit like some whore. No, 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 not at all. I'm definitely keeping everything way under 2,000 calories. I got to say, if I'm at 1,500 calories, more than that, I'd be surprised. And this ain't me like being like, you know, dumb. You know, we all know I'm dumb. A little bit stupid, I know. But no. I'm not fucking waking up in the middle of the night and eating shit and not counting those calories and shit. And I'm not like a calorie counter and shit. I look at it. I look at what I'm eating. I'm like, all right. How's this going to affect me? All right, good. I've been eating good. Fuck you! To the weight gaining gods! I know I look healthy. Ladies, I know ladies like, you don't have to lose weight. You're an adorable teddy bear. We love you the way you are. We'll still let you stick us. Yeah, that's all nice and dandy. But trust me, you don't want my fat fucking belly fucking rubbing on your ass when I'm doggy styling you. You don't want to feel that shit. You want to feel the bottom of my belly rubbing on the fucking small of your back or the top of your ass. You don't want to feel that shit. Now, it ain't that big. It's going to hit like, you know, I'm good. Like, you know, because I can see my fucking, I can see my action and shit, you know, like on my own fucking porno and shit. So it ain't that big. But there's some times that I got to get down and dirty and shit. You know, when you get tired and you got to like slumper a little bit. Yeah, you might feel a little bit of belly on the fucking top of your ass, on the lower back. That's not good. No, who wants to fucking feel that shit? Especially that I'm getting old and everything, this hair on my belly and shit. Oh, fucking disgusting. Ugh. How do women not turn into lesbians by the time they turned 45? And I know a lot of them do that switch hitting and shit at those ages. And now I understand why. I thought it was just like a biological thing. No. Most guys are fat fucking disgusting messes and shit. And I'm not a disgusting mess. But. Ugh. Ugh. No, thank you. I don't even know how my wife does it. I got to give my wife a trophy. I got to give her a medal. Well, no, that's what jewelry is for, right? I got to get her a nice piece of jewelry this fucking Christmas and shit. And I'll fucking wrap it up and let the fucking, the blow-up doll up front fucking hold it and shit. What else do those fucking stupid things do? My wife went and bought some. Oh, that was the last fucking fuck use. But it's still irritating. She's like, oh, I have to buy some before they're all sold out. These motherfuckers, people out there, dummies. They don't even wait. They're already buying it and just holding on to it. Ugh. But yeah, fuck you, number one. Just goes to me, man. Like, what the fuck? I felt good too. I have to go buy a new belt. Like, I'm putting new holes in this belt. You know, I'm slimming down a little bit. My pants are falling down. Like yesterday, the pants I had on yesterday, it was like easy access. Like, if I was a faggot, oh, easy access, man. I just pulled my pants down. I had a belt on. It was buckled and zipped, but I was able to slip it off. God damn. Thank God I'm not queer, 'cause fuck, man, I'd be a delicious fucking dish. I don't need that shit in my life. I don't got time for this shit. What I do want to do is lose more weight. I just want to feel good about myself. And I know, Miss Balloonauts, you definitely have to hit that gym. I'm not going to the gym with a mask on. I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it, you know? I can go in there and take it off and just tell everyone to go fuck themselves. But then, you know, if they throw me out, you know, if they ban me, do I get out of my contract that way? No, there's probably some stupid shit. We'll still bill you for 6 months if we ban you because we're fucking crooks and shit. Yeah, but what happens if I change my fucking debit card, bitches? Then what are you going to do? Nothing. Fucking assholes. Yeah, so I don't even have a contract. I go to Planet Fitness. I don't have a contract on my shit, do I? I don't think so. All right, let's take this hit. My last hit of the day. Yeah, so that top spot for the fuck you has to go to me, man. It's just, you know, even the food I'm eating from home, excuse me, even the food that I'm eating that I'm bringing from home, it's all good shit. Most of it is the stuff that my wife fucking makes for the kids. And my wife is cooking pretty healthy for the kids, you know. How did I gain a half a fucking pound? Fuck you. Number one goes to Triple F. Fat fuck fatso. That's me. I'm not even that bad. I gotta buy, you know, smaller clothes soon. But a half a pound gained over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. What are we in? I weighed myself November 1st. So it's more than 2 weeks. So I'm gonna go through this whole month and not lose 1 pound? Ugh. I feel good though. I do gotta say, I do feel good. I feel great. I do feel pretty good, you know, health-wise, you know? I'm getting good sleep. Fuck, man. You can't tell me that my fucking fighting weight is 262. It's like that. I'm not even that big. I know 6'5" people that fucking weighed less than me. And they're like, how do you weigh more than me? Because I'm telling you, I'm not fat. Like, I don't look it. Like, what the fuck, man? I really gotta start checking my shits. Am I shitting gold and I don't know it and shit? God damn, there's something. What the fuck, man? Or am I just that, I have that heavy bone density? Do I have bones of steel? I mean, I know I'm super and everything, but not like that. God damn. I don't know, man. What do I do now? Eat rice cakes for a fucking until Thanksgiving? Because Thanksgiving, I'm gonna go all out. Am I? I usually don't anymore because everyone does like healthy dishes, and it's I eat a lot of turkey. I don't even eat the ham. I make a good pork butt. You know, it's like a 10. Like, you know, when I'm looking at butts, I'm like, God damn. When foodies and fatties and fucking people that cook, they see my fucking pork butt, they get fucking boners. They get that inner boners. Like, God damn, I want some of that fucking butt. That's how good I make them pork butt. And I don't even like it. I don't even like ham. Like, if I have it, I have it. You know, it's like, oh, that's good. My wife will friggin' do the leftovers and make that chicken cordon bleu. Mr. Balloonauts, no wonder you're fucking fat. It's all the extra shit that's put in there. All right. I know this wasn't the best fucking top five fuck yous, but I don't know what it is, man. I kind of got down on myself. And, you know, and there's a lot of shit going on, you know, like that. It's gorgeous. That is a nice Challenger. And I don't even like orange cars. That's beautiful. That's nice though. It's the keyword. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Email me at balloonotradio@protonmail.com. balloonotradio@protonmail.com. protonmail. .com. If you're fucking lazy, I understand. Just do the same thing, but at gmail.com. That's fine. I mean, you know, I check that shit out. More people email that. I get more solicitations. Oh, I almost said that one. Solicitations on the Gmail account because, you know, the government can spy on that shit. I love you all. You want to help me out? Hit the 5 stars, the fucking high fives, the fucking dick fucking pics, the titty pic, whatever's there. You know, I don't know what they have on other platforms. I'm, you know, I just got the iPhone and I use that podcast thing and there's a 5-star thing. You leave the 5 stars. You want to leave a comment. You know, it's either you want to praise me. Great. That's awesome. Thank you. Or just leave a recipe. Leave a recipe in the fucking, you know, the comments after you give the 5 stars. Even if you want to say how shitty I am, hey, you suck, you have no business podcasting, you can't even talk, I'll agree with you. That's fine. But at least leave me the fucking 5 stars. Jesus Christ. You know? It ain't that bad. Fuck. I'm sure you got a chuckle one time. One time. I love you all. Until next week. Hey, sorry. Sorry for this episode. There's a lot on my mind. I can't talk. I'm fucking super stoned. This fucking crazy glue shit. Ooh-wee. And then whatever I'm mixing it with, I think it's that Afghani Kush. I'm fucking half stupid. So thank you for sticking in there. This is a long fucking episode, so I'm sorry for the shit show that it was. Until next week, bye-bye. Ciao for now.